Well, it's my absolute pleasure now to welcome to the platform our very own youth pastor. Please give it up for Peter Landry.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Okay, we can do that a little bit better. Good morning, everybody. Okay, I want to see who's louder, the kids or the adults. What do you guys think? So far, the adults are winning. Okay, I heard you guys earlier, and you were really, really loud. So I'm expecting you to beat the adults. Okay. So we're going to do the Easter shout. Okay, and we're going to see who's going to be louder. We're going to start off with the kids. Okay, and then we're going to go on to the adults. Are you ready? Are you guys ready over here? Okay, so this is just for the kids. Okay, Christ is risen. Pretty good. Okay, adults, Christ is risen. Okay, I want to try that one last time. I think the kids were a little bit caught unawares. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I want to hear you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Christ is risen.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, adults, you don't even need to go. That was so good. Okay, how many of you like stories? Yeah. Okay, what are your favorite stories? Just shout out really quickly. What's your favorite story? Winnie the Pooh. I really like Winnie the Pooh. What's your favorite story?
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? Whoa. Well done. I can't read that at all. It doesn't make sense to me. Okay, Aubrey, what's your... Sorry? The Gruffalo. That's a really good one. Magic Finger. I haven't read that, but that sounds really cool. Okay, two more.
Matilda.
That's really cool. I saw that on the West End. Really good.
Cinderella.
Cinderella too. We all love stories. Yes. Okay, and I'm a bit of a writer myself. Okay, I've been writing a book. I'm stuck between two titles at the moment. Okay, one of them is The Greatest Story Ever Told. Okay, that's a pretty ambitious title. What do you guys think? Yeah. The other one is 3 Peter. Kind of can't make a decision between the two. So 3 Peter, I think that's a really, really good story. If you know your Bibles, you'll get it. Well, maybe it was just a really bad joke. Okay. I'm going to read my story to you guys. Okay, are you ready? Yeah? Do you want to hear it? Yeah? The only problem is while I was walking in, and I can't believe nobody's spoken about this yet, but there was a giant chicken outside. He was huge. Like, he came here on Mother's Day, but he was probably about 2 feet shorter. And like, he looked like he had a really rough winter. But like, in those few weeks since Mother's Day, he's just gone massive. Okay, and I was just so surprised by seeing a giant chicken giving me chocolate that I lost all the pictures for my story. Oh. Okay, so what I need you guys to do, so all around here are pictures. Okay, can anyone see a picture? It might be up against the wall or whatever. Okay, if you can see one, can you go and get it, please? And just bring it up to me. Okay, there should be 8 in total. So we have 1. Would you mind going and standing there? Okay, 2. Sammy, would you mind going and standing over here as well? Okay, we've got 6 more. They should be in pretty plain sight. I don't think they went randomly. Okay, 3, 4. Once you have the picture, if you could come and just stand up here. 5, 6, 2 more. 7. Okay, we've got 1 more. 8. Okay, we've got 8 pictures. Okay, so now I need your guys' help to kind of put them in the order of the story. So I'm going to read the story to you guys, and you need to pass me the appropriate picture, okay? The picture that you think goes best with it. Okay, so the greatest story ever told, 3 Peter. Okay. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, two women, I think, there we go. Could you come and bring that to me? Thank you. Okay, there was some blue tack, but I'm just going to put it here. Okay, two women went to a place where Jesus was buried. Okay, what do you think of my story so far? Okay, some of the critics say that it's a little bit derivative, but I think it's pretty good. It's too short. I haven't finished. Okay, suddenly there was a giant earthquake, so much that the page fell off. For an angel sent by God had come down from heaven. Okay, so do we have a picture of an angel? Yay, thank you. Oh, thank you. Angel had sent by God had come down from heaven and rolled away the giant stone which was placed in front of Jesus' tomb. The two Romans, do we have any Romans? Roman soldiers? Do we have those? There we go, thank you. The two Romans who were guarding the tomb were so scared that they shook and fainted. That's kind of how I feel, where I felt when I saw that giant chicken. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid." Do we have a picture of the angel with the woman? Is that it there? Great. Thank you. The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. Jesus has risen from the dead. Go and tell his disciples that he will meet them in Galilee." The woman was so happy that they ran to tell the disciples. On their way, they suddenly met Jesus. Ah, oh, great. Thank you. And there's a nice smiley sun. They fell on their knees and worshipped him. Do we have people? Thank you. That was a very difficult picture to find. So there's a whole bunch of like music notes. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." I tried to draw the pictures myself. I'm a much better writer than I'm an artist. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell everyone that I am alive and I will see them soon." Do we have a picture of the empty tomb? Thank you. And then lots of people. Great. What do you guys think of my story? Yeah, you like it? Great. You guys can have a seat. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you, guys. So we all like stories and we all hear the story of Jesus' death and his resurrection every Easter. But what I'm going to ask you guys to do, we're going to do something just a little bit different. I'm going to ask you guys to just, let's have a little bit of quiet time. I know that's really difficult with all the chocolate that the giant chicken gave us. But guys, I know kids, I know you guys have done this in kids' church. Youth guys, we've done this quite a few times in youth. But let's just, if you want to, like Aubrey and them, you can lie on the floor. That's fine. Okay, let's close our eyes. And I'm just going to take you through a little bit of a story. Okay, everyone, let's just close our eyes and just listen to what I'm saying. Okay, let's spend some time reflecting. Okay, I want you to think about your story. I want you to think about your life. Okay, let's think about something really recently that has made you really happy. Maybe you got lots of Easter eggs this morning. Maybe something really good's happened at work. Let's think about that. Something that's made you really, really happy recently. Now let's think about something that's made you really sad. Maybe you didn't get lots of Easter eggs this morning. Maybe work's difficult. Now I want you to think about the future. How does that feel? Is it maybe a little bit scary? like maybe going back to school. You don't really want to go back to school. Maybe you really don't want to go back to work. Maybe you're worrying about that roast or that barbecue that we're going to have because this weather's so lovely. Let's think even further into the future. Is that maybe scary? When you think about all the stuff that's coming up, maybe worried about what the future has to hold. Now I want you to think of something that you've been really, really proud of in your life. And now something that maybe was a little bit of a disappointment. Something that's really beautiful about Easter and something that we really celebrate is the fact that Jesus is alive, that he is risen, that he was God, stepped down into the world in human form, that he experienced what we experienced. And what happens when we think about our story all the time, if you're like me, you are the main actor in your story. You are the point of your story. But something that's beautiful about Easter, something that's beautiful that we worship a God who is alive, a God who is human and understands our pain, is that we aren't the point of our story anymore. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we are called into God's story. We are called into the greatest story of all time. There's a verse in Acts 3:15 that says, "You killed the author of life," that God stepped down in the person of Jesus and died for our sins, died for those things that we have done that have separated us from God. But God raised him from the dead. He is alive. And we are the witnesses of this. So what I want to challenge you guys, just as you've gone through that personal reflection, as you've been focusing on that, what are the things in your life that are separating you from God? When you were thinking about the future, when you were thinking about those things that you may be a little bit scared of, when you were thinking about those things that made you sad, the beauty of Easter is that we are not alone in those things anymore. That because of what Jesus did on the cross, it's not just that one time of year that we come to church or that one time of year that we get to eat as much chocolate as we want. It's a celebration of the fact that we are not alone. That God will always be with us. And those things that we carry, like maybe you're worried, you're like, what am I here for? What is the purpose of my work? What is the purpose of my family? What is the purpose of school? Why am I putting myself through all of this? The amazing thing when we're not the main characters in our story is that God is the purpose, that he takes that. When we are called into God's story, it becomes all about him. And we become characters, we become members in the greatest story that has ever been told. Can open your eyes.
Thanks, Peter. We're going to stay in that place of stillness, and I'm going to invite you to pray along with me. When I first became a Christian at the age of 17, I prayed a simple prayer of commitment to the Lord, which I then prayed again and again, probably 50 times. I've become a Christian that many times. So I'm going to invite everyone in this room. I'm going to say a simple prayer. I'm going to make it up as I go along. Just to pray along line by line with me and to say it out loud, whether you're very old or whether you're very young or everything in between. And I think the only thing I'd say is if you know that you really can't say these words, that you're not actually at that place to genuinely commit yourself to Jesus, just don't say the words. It won't be obvious, but if you feel you can and you want to, I'm going to invite you, whether you've been a Christian for 50 years or whether this is the first time you're ever going to pray this prayer, just to pray along with me. So can we do that together? Okay, so let's close our eyes and be mindful of the Lord and then pray along with me line by line. Dear Father God, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you have a plan as the author of my life. I am sorry where I have gone away from that plan. Would you forgive me my sins? And would you help me to follow your plan Through Jesus, I commit my life to you. Help me to be your follower, so that you are number one in my life. And I follow your lead. Through Jesus Christ, I pray.